This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Dewa meets Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and holds bilateral meeting with Indian counterpart Dr. S. Jayashankar as part of her India visit. Nepal set to export additional 251 megawatt electricity to India. US agrees to provide two M28 Sky trucks worth approximately $37 million to Nepal by January 2025. Cultural festival of Gai Jatra being celebrated across the country today. And US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says latest US diplomatic push is decisive moment for Gaza ceasefire talks. Now the news in detail. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arju Rana Dewa, met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday evening. Minister Dr. Dewa is on a five-day official visit to India. The Embassy of Nepal in New Delhi reported that the meeting covered various facets of Nepal-India bilateral relations as well as shared interests and concerns. Minister Dr. Dewa conveyed warm greetings and best wishes from Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and extended his invitation for a state visit to Nepal to the Indian Prime Minister. Earlier yesterday, Minister Dr. Dewa held a bilateral discussion with her Indian counterpart, Dr. S. Jayashankar, focusing on bilateral interest and the Nepal-India relationship. Minister Dr. Dewa, who left for New Delhi on Sunday following an invitation from Jayashankar, the Minister for External Affairs of India, is on her first official visit to India since taking office on July 15. She is scheduled to return to Nepal on the 22nd of August. Nepal is going to export an additional 251 megawatts of electricity to Bihar and Haryana states of India. The Central Electricity Authority under the Ministry of Power of India has given approval to the Nepal Electricity Authority to export an additional 125.89 megawatt to the state of Haryana and 125 megawatt to Bihar. The Nepal Electricity Authority is currently selling 190 megawatts of electricity to the state of Haryana. With this, the amount of electricity to be sold to the state-level distribution companies of India has reached 360 megawatts. The Ministry of Health and Population has said Nepal falls under the risk of infection of monkeypox, that is Mpox. According to the ministry spokesperson, Dr. Prakash Purathoki, Nepal was vulnerable to the infection as the virus was spreading rapidly in neighboring India. Last year, one 60-year-old foreigner was diagnosed with Mpox virus in Nepal. The ministry has already consulted with the experts concerned regarding preparations required for its prevention. Ministry spokesperson Burathoki said the health desk based along the air and border transits and the federal, provincial and local levels have been instructed to remain vigilant to the infection risk and take measures accordingly. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared a health emergency over the spread of the virus. The United States has agreed to provide two M28 Sky trucks worth approximately $37 million to Nepal by January 2025. These are short takeoff and landing fixed-wing planes. One of them is a dedicated air ambulance. The assistance includes training for pilots and maintainers as well as parts support, according to a statement issued by the U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu. The U.S. is providing aircrafts to Nepal to support in disaster recovery and relief efforts as part of strengthening the bilateral relationship between the two nations. In 2022, the United States agreed to provide Nepal with two Bell 412 helicopters, which will be delivered in the next few years. The statement also says that during his visit last week, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources, Richard Burma, announced that the U.S. had now also committed to providing another $100 million in grant assistance for additional helicopters, training and support equipment, pending congressional notification and funds availability. Both governments are working together to ensure the aircraft are built and customized to meet Nepal's unique needs for disaster relief and recovery efforts. The traditional festival of Gai Jatra is being observed in three cities of the Kathmandu Valley and various other places in the country amid various programs with fun, humor and satire today. During this time-honored tradition, people of all ages in the guise of cows and lunatics go around the city wearing odd costumes to commemorate those who died during the past year. As the saying goes, the festival derives its name from the religious belief that the deceased during their journey to heaven cross a mythical river by grabbing the tail of a cow. This festival is believed to have started during the time of King Pratap Malla, who in a bid to console his queen, who was grieving at the death of her son in a smallpox epidemic, ordered his people to organize humor and satire programs in various comic postures. Apart from the Kathmandu Valley, the festival is also observed in Banepa, Dhulikhel, Trishuli, Dolkha, Khotang, Bhojpur, Chainpur, Ilam, Dharan, Biratnagar, Birganj, Barabise, Hetora and Pokhara. The government has given a public holiday in Kathmandu Valley today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भन अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has described the latest diplomatic push by the U.S. to strike a deal between Hamas and Israel as probably the best and maybe the last opportunity to secure the release of the Israeli captives in Gaza, according to Al Jazeera, speaking before meeting with Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Blinken said Washington was also working to get a ceasefire and put everyone on a better path to ensuring peace and security. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his three-hour meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was positive and conducted in a good spirit. According to a statement from Netanyahu's office, the Prime Minister reiterated Israel's commitment to the latest American proposal regarding the release of their hostages, taking into account Israel's security needs. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province and at a few places of the Kosi Province, Madhes Province and Bagmati Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa meets Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and holds bilateral meeting with Indian counterpart Dr. S. Jaishankar as part of her India visit. Nepal set to export additional 251 megawatt electricity to India. U.S. agrees to provide two M-28 Skytrucks worth approximately $37 million to Nepal by January 2025. Cultural festival of Gai Jatra being celebrated across the country today. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says latest U.S. diplomatic push is decisive moment for Gaza ceasefire talks. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.